Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thank you for joining me. Well, it's Black Friday. Maybe you've been shopping already, or maybe you're doing so right now. Some say today defines the essence of our consumer society. To find out just how important this day is for the retail industry, I'm joined by Tom Scott, the Senior Vice President of Communications and Marketing at the Michigan Retailers Association. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Well, thanks, Mike. And as we like to call it, Happy Michigan Shopping Day.
I see.
Like that better. We think that sounds more positive.
That does have a ring to it. let me ask you, do you yourself traditionally go shopping on Black Friday?
Sure. I don't usually get caught up in the early morning stuff, but I'll hit a few stores during the day.
I see. You tend to prefer to avoid the crowds, I'm guessing.
Oh, a little bit.
So tell me, just how important is this single day for the retail industry? I mean, does it essentially define the Christmas shopping season, like the opening box office weekend for a motion picture?
Oh, not really. I mean, it's important. I don't want to downplay that. But it's almost more important for just all the hype and attention that it gathers. In case anyone who's been asleep for 2 months gets aware that the holiday shopping season has officially begun, even though, of course, people have been shopping since October. But, you know, it's more of a, it's just more all the hoopla and just to get things really going and get people fired up. It's an important day. There's a lot of sales, but it's not make or break.
Is it the day that the most retail sales occur during the year?
You know, I've never seen a statistic on the actual day. Generally, you know, people think of the whole weekend as the busiest. But in many years, actually, the busiest day or the busiest weekends are the weekend just before Christmas. Because then you have all your procrastinators who are finally going out and either starting their shopping or finishing up, or some people who were sort of done or just going out to see if they can add a few more things. So I guess I have to say traditionally it's the weekend before Christmas, but the weekend after is right up there. It's probably two or three.
And for the time period ahead of the actual Christmas holiday, is it actually the day where you can get the best deals, or is that just the perception we get?
Well, there are a lot of deals and a lot of different products, a lot of different offerings. So I think it really depends. And, of course, this year what we've seen is really an expansion of the day after Thanksgiving. But, you know, retailers this year have been giving special deals days before, weeks before, offering the same deals on the internet. So it's just a wildly promotional time. And, of course, the consumer is the one who benefits from all this because there are some incredible deals out there.
Is there any idea of what the big sellers are going to be this season? Any particular areas of retail sales that are expected to be better than in previous years?
I don't think so. I haven't heard much talk of anything that's just an overwhelming favorite. Of course, a lot of the attention, immediately after Thanksgiving and now even before Thanksgiving, has been on some of the big electronics purchases, the big screen TVs going at half price or even less than that. So a lot of attention on that. But in terms of the overall season, it doesn't seem like there's any one just gotta have product. That's probably a couple years in a row now where we haven't had just an overall favorite where people are, really upset if they can't find it.
I'm talking to Tom Scott, the Senior Vice President of Communications and Marketing at the Michigan Retailers Association. So this year, Tom, there's this major shift, which is that stores will be opening on Thanksgiving night, 9, 10 p.m., some of them that even that early. In fact, some employees at these stores are a bit upset, saying, "Hey, this is an evening that I want to spend with my family, and I now have mm-hmm. to go to work." What do you think of this? As we move earlier now into the Thanksgiving evening, is this a good development for the industry?
You get you certainly get people a few people complaining about it, and you can certainly understand the feelings of the workers. But the bottom line is this: if the customers didn't want it, if there wasn't if that wasn't appealing, then the retailers wouldn't do it. This is a customer service business. You want to do everything you can to accommodate your customers. And, you know, customers keep indicating that they want to shop earlier and earlier. And so retailers are really just meeting that demand.
Another shopping practice that is, now essentially is a tradition, is Cyber Monday, when people across the country go online to do their shopping, usually from work. How much of the holiday sales occur on the Monday as compared to what typically happens on Black Friday?
Oh, let's see. I haven't seen the numbers in terms of how they compare, but the so-called Cyber Monday, which again is just, you know, another promotional name for a special day to focus attention on it, the sales are elevated on that day. In fact, that's supposedly why they gave it that name, is because they were noticing a trend that the Monday after the Thanksgiving weekend, online sales were noticeably higher. You know, someone came up with a clever marketing name to put on it, and then it's, you know, drawn more attention and hype. But again, there are special deals for consumers, and they ultimately benefit. But we've seen that stretch out this year too. I mean, we've had retailers offering their supposed Cyber Monday specials ahead of time. So, I mean, it's you got to say one thing. I mean, this is really just a hugely promotional time with a lot of special deals.
What have Christmas holiday sales been like over the past 2-3 years, and what are you expecting them to look like this year?
Well, last year was very positive. It was up several percentage points, and that was the first time we'd seen a real upturn in several years. Certainly the first since the economy almost melted down in 2008. And really, it was one of the better holiday seasons of the decade, because, of course, Michigan's been suffering, or had been suffering, almost a decade-long recession. So last year was a nice turnaround, and that was a real shot in the arm. This year, our survey of our members that we do with the Federal Reserve showed that 90% of our retailers expected as good or better a season this year than last year, with 54% saying they expected to see improved sales. When we ask them for their actual forecast on how much their sales would increase or decrease, if you put those all together and average them out, it came out to about a 6% increase. So that's very optimistic. That's very it's very heartening to see. And then, you know, it's a long season. We'll have to wait and see if they actually meet those projections.
I do want to touch on the efforts by the Michigan Retailers Association to have state lawmakers address online sales and purchases in the way that the sales tax is basically avoided during these purchases. How is that effort going, and where do you expect it to go at this point?
Well, it's going well. As you know, we've had legislation introduced in the Michigan House. The Michigan Main Street Fairness Act, and that would go a long way toward closing this gaping loophole in the tax law, which says the consumer has to pay the tax, but if you're an out-of-state internet-only retailer, you don't have to collect it, unlike our brick-and-mortar stores here in Michigan that do have to collect it. So that causes all sorts of problems. It puts our Michigan retailers at a 6% price disadvantage, because, of course, the sales tax is 6%. A white paper that we had commissioned shows that has led to a loss of sales, a loss of jobs. And that's the last thing we need in the state is a loss of jobs. So we've been calling on the legislators to pass this legislation, help close that, help balance the playing field.
And as far as this weekend goes, when are we going to get the numbers on how retailers did?
Well, we'll have some preliminary numbers early next week. But, you know, that'll just kind of be a quick snapshot and a very small sampling. It'll be another month or so before we know what the real numbers are. And, of course, by then the season will be almost over. So
I see. Well, it'll certainly be interesting to see how this Thursday night opening of stores, how that will impact sales.
Yeah, it will be interesting. You know, are you actually drawing in more people by doing this, or are you taking the same number of people and the same sales and just kind of spreading it out? So I'm sure the retailers who are doing this are certainly just as curious, if not more curious, as we are.
Tom Scott, Senior Vice President of Communications and Marketing at the Michigan Retailers Association. Tom, thank you very much for joining me.
Well, you're welcome, Mike. Enjoyed it.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.